In Skeeter, we have Annelien Herman, a 16-year-old who was diagnosed with systemic juvenile idiopathic arthritis, or SJIA, in 2020. In light of World Young Rheumatic Disease Day, she will be talking to us about her experience with SJIA and how she raises awareness about this condition. Welcome to RX Radio, Annelien. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you.
Can you please tell us more about yourself?
I'm just a regular teenager who loves going to school and just hanging out with my friends.
What kind of things do you like doing in your free time?
I like playing netball and watching sevens rugby, and I especially love reading.
Can you explain for us what is SJIA?
Juvenile idiopathic arthritis is a type of arthritis diagnosed in children under the age of 16 years old. JIA affects approximately 1 in 1,000 children. Systemic juvenile idiopathic arthritis is a rare and subtype of juvenile idiopathic arthritis in children that causes body-wide inflammation, fever, rash, swelling, stiffness, and joint pains.
Okay. How were you first diagnosed with this condition?
When I was 13 years old, I suddenly fell ill with high fevers that lasted for weeks. I also presented with rash on my skin and swollen and stiff joints, like in my fingers, knees and ankles. I was very active in playing netball, but suddenly I just felt very tired and unwell. I was admitted in the hospital 3 times over 3 months, and the doctors were trying to figure out what was causing my fevers and rashes. During January 2020, while I was admitted for the third time in hospital, Professor Chris Scott, a pediatric rheumatologist, visited me in hospital. He advised that a number of tests must be done to exclude certain conditions. There is no specific test for SJIA, unfortunately. After numerous tests to exclude diseases, I was diagnosed by Professor Scott with SJIA. I'm very fortunate to be diagnosed within 4 months after falling ill. Some children go months and even years before getting diagnosed with JIA. Early diagnosis is key.
How does SJIA affect your life?
During the first year after diagnosis, it was very difficult as I had to go to numerous doctor's appointments and blood tests, and together with my pediatric rheumatologist, we had to find out what was the best medication and dosage for my specific condition. In the early days after diagnosis, I missed school due to my illness. I could not play sports as I used to before I got ill. I am however happy to report that since last year, August 2021, I'm in a good place, and it seems that my SJIA is under control with the medicine that I'm currently taking.
Okay. How do you cope with both school and having SJIA?
When COVID-19 broke out, my mom just wanted to keep me in a bubble, and luckily she ever realized that I cannot live in a bubble at home forever. And I love going to school and I hate missing out on any school activities. I take the necessary precautions when I go to school, like wearing a mask and sanitizing, and I try to manage my SJIA by always taking my medication as prescribed. And I also try to follow a healthy diet and do my regular exercises and try to manage my stress levels.
What would you say to the public to raise awareness about arthritis in children?
I would like to encourage parents to never give up looking for answers when their children are ill and the doctors cannot explain their illness. A child to see a pediatrician if their child is less active than before. If the child seems tired despite getting enough sleep, the child suddenly walks or runs differently or develops a limp, if the child has persistent fevers and rashes, and if the child has swollen or painful joints.
What message of hope would you like to give to the other children who have SJIA?
My message for the kids out there who have systemic juvenile idiopathic arthritis is to take a deep breath. This is just a chapter, not your whole story. You will get through this. I believe in you.
If you had a superpower, what would it be and why?
It would be super speed, because since I was young, the Flash was always my favorite superhero.
Okay, is there anything else you would like to say?
I just want to express my sincere thanks and appreciation to the Red Cross Memorial Hospital Pediatric Rheumatology team, especially Professor Chris Scott and Dr. Nikki Bryce, who helped me tremendously over the last 2 years. I would also like to mention that there is a wonderful non-profit organization called Arthritis Kids SI who supports our JIA warriors and their families. Please go and like their Facebook page and follow them on Instagram. And then I'd also like to thank you for being my reporter today. And then lastly, on 18 March, we celebrate World Young Rheumatic Diseases Day, also known as WORD Day. The goal is to shine light on childhood arthritis. Like in my case, early diagnosis was key. And with WORD Day, we aim to raise awareness the fact that arthritis is not just for older people, but that kids get arthritis too.
Thank you for the interview, Annelien.